Looky here, lucky me. Everyone's asleep or unconscious, and my bracer jack notes me that our little signal's coming in strong. So I plug into the Halberd's auxiliary, and here you are. Well, Zover turned out to be a dead end. And honestly, I'm chopping the whole trip up as a loss. Between the credit I dropped on the old barkeep and what Scales and his friends pulled... Oh, my lizard-faced friend, you nearly made a fool out of me. You better believe I'm gonna make you pay for it. But not before I procure any pertinent information that you might be maintaining, of course. Oh, and honestly, I doubt it's much, but I'll be sure to take my time getting it. Nobody puts a hole in my parka and gets away with it. Lizard man, you'll die in the name of my quest to find the good doctor himself on Namelith. Ah, Namelith. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it, buddy?
Hey everybody, welcome to Super Quest Saga, the show where we here at the Dungeon Cast sit around the table and play some Dungeons & Dragons. My name's Will Stark, and I will be your intergalactic Dungeon Master for this evening. Joining me, as always, is...
Josh Freeland, playing Sebastian Crenshaw, Half-Orc Paladin.
Your special guest, Jake, playing Persephone Goldpetal, the Furball Druid.
My name's Brian, and today I'm going to be playing the human warlock, Carter Huttenberg.
I like how every time Brian introduces himself, he says today. Like any day it'll change.
It'll be different. You never know.
You never know.
It almost changed.
It did almost change. It almost changed. Which brings us back to our recap. Yeah. So last time on the show, you guys almost died.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, and I almost changed. Shirley would have either died or changed characters.
Indeed. Yes. Indeed. Yes. So you guys decided to go to the Lightning City of Zovra to trace Dr. Archimedes Zahn's footsteps, because he went there and recruited three people of minority races to come with him to excavation site on the mysterious planet of Namelith. Mm-hmm. You guys didn't really find out too much.
Nope.
Just that he's super evil.
There's just some world building happened, I guess. World building is really what we got out of that. And
some near world ending.
Yeah. And world ending as you guys were ambushed on your way back to the auxiliary ship, the Halberd. As a group of lizard folks. Lizard folk.
The folk.
Came out and Sky Wizard lightning struck you guys.
Jesus.
And
He mashed A.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And Carter came in clutch with the halberd shot.
Yeah.
And just couldn't keep Percy and Sebastian down, I swear. They just kept getting back up.
Nope. Thank God.
Nat 20 of the death saves, though.
Yeah. In the end, you guys captured one of the armored lizard folk, like one of the warrior ones.
We did.
And you knocked him out, you tied him up, you got him in the halberd. I imagine he's like in the trunk area.
Yeah.
He's just like probably tied up, like, because I picture there's like three seats for us to sit in.
Yeah.
Just like on the floor behind
him. Okay, he's under the dash.
Yeah, okay, that's where he is.
He's unconscious right
he's
now.
He's totally unconscious.
Yeah.
And so, and you guys headed off of the planet. And are heading back to the Brunhilde, and that's where we'll pick up. So, so just to give a quick...
This is my spaceship.
Indeed. Yeah.
Oh,
Carter's happy.
I'm going to do a spin.
He's driving.
Everybody get ready.
Woo!
Oh, you can't feel it at all because we're in space.
That's true.
But it was cool. Got some nausea from the star spinning around.
So just a quick description of the lizardfolk captive that you have. He appears to be male. And is wearing palladium glass armor. He is tall and has a burly build. He's covered in black scales with green stripes and has a prominent frill atop his head that goes all the way down his neck and back. So I just figured we'd describe the guy.
Like it.
So the scene opens with the halberd docking into the hangar aboard the Brunhilde. And Victoria Watt and Prim are standing there waiting. And you guys can see them as you guys are docking in. And
is that normal?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because there's like an energy shield. So you guys just pass through the shield. It keeps the air inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Star Wars.
That was dumb.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. So you see them as they're standing there, and you can see the look on Victoria's face when she sees them.
And they see us just
fucking
covered.
Wrecked.
Yeah.
And she just see her. She's just like. And you guys land, and you pop open the seal, and you hear, she's like, what the fuck?
What?
I give you the halberd for one day.
You act like I did it.
What happened? Are you guys okay?
Vicky, we almost died.
Sky Wizards. Sky Wizards attacked us. Attacked the ship.
Okay.
I understand. We're sorry about the ship and everything, but we almost died.
I don't need to be sorry. I know who does, though.
Yeah, this guy.
I probably...
Get the... I'm probably dragging
him
out.
Yeah,
I'm thinking... Victoria's like, what is that?
Throw him down. Throw him down there.
Yeah, I just throw him off the ramp. Just plump.
Yeah.
Well, he just spills onto the floor.
He's a friend of the Sky Wizard.
I bring him to the interrogation room.
True, man. We have one of those?
Yeah, that's where you guys met Victoria. Remember she had you guys in the steel chairs?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Episode
memories.
Flashback.
And then Watt's that's like, right. did you guys find any information on Jean?
Nope.
Not a damn thing.
Great.
When I found this, he reads the arm, the lizard arm. He's like, I want to know how to use this thing. And points at the apparatus that was on the lizard's arm.
Okay. And he's like, let me see that. He's like, this is interesting. It seems to be genetically bound to whoever this poor fellow was. But give me some time with it. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Awesome. Yeah.
Do you mind removing it from the arm? Do you mind removing it?
Yeah, he just chops it off and chops.
He
like,
just
right.
Slip it off.
Okay.
It's all bloody.
I didn't know if it was like implanted in the arm or anything.
He's like, because it's just like your bracer jack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like your bracer jack.
Mm-hmm. But I was nothing. I was wondering if it is like a bracer jack, if it would have information on there too. Because I didn't know if it was like a dual use thing or whatever.
You don't know yet.
Okay. He's got one of those patterns.
Juan's going to see what
he's got. One of those pattern forming like lock screens. We have to like, yes. It's got like the nine dots you have to like fucking figure out.
That's hilarious. Juan's just holding it out at a distance because it's bloody. Blood. Like, I'll be back.
And he wanders off. I should have tore me up.
So Victoria asks, like, so what's the deal? Did he attack you? What's going on? Are we taking him to the interrogation room?
Yeah, they jumped us.
We got jumped. Okay. They were looking for.
Let's pretty go. Sure there's a Sebastian. Price on our head, and these guys found us. Hmm.
All right, let's see what this guy knows. So we'll just fast forward to the interrogation room where you guys got.
And I don't pick him up.
Chair.
I just drag him across the ground. The
that's
entire
fine.
Way.
I mean, he's not the fuck out. He'll feel that
like,
later.
Fuck this dude.
So we'll fast forward to the point where he's in a chair. I take it the four of you guys are in a room.
Yeah.
Sure.
Prim doesn't want to be part of this.
I wouldn't let her. I'd make her leave the room anyways.
Victoria's going to splash his face, and he's going to wake up. And then he's going to look and see where he is. He's like, God damn it.
He probably sees us all standing on the other side of the table, and then immediately, I have some daggers from Old World, which is what I'll probably be
Old
calling
World?
From now
like
on.
That.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
My mage hand can deal 10 pounds worth of pressure, so probably not enough to like really get in there at all.
Yeah, but you could definitely put some pressure with 10 pounds.
I'm just gonna use it like a crayon on his body immediately.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna
he's got scales. Remember, he's a lizard folk. He has the natural armor.
I'm gonna
13.
Put all 10 pounds of pressure on it and like really just like look like I'm focusing and it's just gonna like kind of wiggle itself
give
into
me,
places.
Give me
it
an intimidation check.
Okay, I'm really good at that.
Yeah, you are.
I was gonna touch his shoulder and give him what is it? Fox's cunning, I think, is the one that gives him advantage on charisma.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, me?
Yeah, yes, he's going to burn his belt.
It seems like you're going to be the one.
That's 24. I don't
torture.
Yeah, 24 is really good.
24.
You're like, I don't need it. I'm good.
Yeah, and that was 19, so.
Okay.
Even better. Okay.
So he looks down at, are you doing it on his neck?
I'm doing it like on his shoulder, like down his arm. Because I want to start in like the places to.
And let's see, he's like this, so I'm trying to get into his headspace.
He's like, oh, fuck.
He's just like, he's like, look, I'll tell you anything you want to know. I'm really not interested in hiding anything.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Sure, I'll take
that.
That
makes it easier.
I'll pull the knife back.
I definitely didn't want
to. Now I don't have to do things I wanted or needed to do.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got? What's your name?
Name's Grex.
Okay, we're going to call you Greg.
Whatever. I thought you were going to say Greg right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right, Greg. I probably just start calling him Greg. I probably didn't say we're going to call you Greg. I'm just like, okay, Greg, who are you working for, buddy?
I'm part of a bounty hunter clan, the Black Scale Crushers.
Okay. Google that real quick. Cool. That all checks out. Probably, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Am I insight checking, basically?
Sure. You can insight check
his facts as he goes.
Black scale.
I got 17 plus my insight.
What? Something set off my phone. But you got a 17 on insight?
Yes.
You said Google that. That's what happened.
Oh, damn it. We did that to somebody on the DungeonCast. Yeah. Sorry, everybody. Just set your Google off.
No, it's all good. So, yeah, 17 insight?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he sounds like he's telling the truth.
Cool, cool, cool.
That paired with your 24 intimidation.
So you all were assigned a bounty, I take it?
You don't know? There's a 10 million credit bounty on this guy's head. 50 million on the girl.
Cool, cool, cool.
10 million. Oh.
Only 10 million for me?
Hey, man, I don't make the bounty. Sorry.
I mean, we kind of expected.
We weren't even looking for you guys. The dwarven dockmaster tipped us off.
He did have that funny look in his eyes.
He was the one that told you guys?
Yeah.
That my man here was
there? I
mean,
you guys stand out. Let's be real here.
That's fair.
He has a point.
That's very fair.
I mean, yeah, I guess it makes sense. You didn't know about the bounty.
I mean...
Makes sense, though. Yeah. I mean, I'm not really surprised.
So it's these damn elves. They did it again.
They
fucking with us. I mean, is there anything else? Where did you get your orders from? Like, is this... We're going to have to dismantle your whole entire crew?
Well, the elves assigned it.
Right? You already dismantled my whole entire crew.
I didn't know.
I didn't know if it was
bigger network.
If I get out of this alive, I'm going to have to join a different class.
You're not getting out of this alive, and an Eldritch blast him through the face.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. That's all we need.
I was about to be like, you're probably not going to make it out of here.
Victoria's going to be like, dude, what the fuck, bro?
What do you mean? What are we going to do with him?
He just beat me to it.
I mean, I don't know what we were going to do with him, but like, that was really sudden.
I got loads of brains.
Do we have like a space?
Also, who's going to clean this up?
Yeah, do we have a space chute hatch?
Yeah, like we have a bunch of hatches.
I mean, that was a little fucked up, but I imagined he was going to die.
That was quick.
So, yeah, we got laser folk brains all over the place.
Yeah, I want to check his armor, see if he has any, like, information on him.
He's just a standard fighter. He's got armor, he's got his supplies.
I don't know if he had, like, a note or anything, like...
No,
or
I mean, you have a...
That's what I'm hoping to brace.
He's got, like,
a
primer with, like, lists of bounties.
Okay.
So it's electronic. I'm flipping it like it's a book, but it's electronic.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, sure shit, you and primer
on
there.
Oh, I could have.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take
that. So you got that. And there's probably a list of like 25 or so other bounties that he...
Okay. Had keeps on his list to keep an eye out for. Okay, I'll take that.
And Victoria's not happy.
Yeah,
and
he's dead.
Yeah, she's just going to order Artax to throw the body at the thing.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk away.
And yeah, okay, so what are you going to do now?
This
has changed things for Victoria, I think.
I shot a guy.
Yeah, I think Sebastian's kind of dumbfounded. He wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
So he's just kind of standing there, just kind of speechless. Like, and looks over at Percy to see what Percy's doing. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
blood all over her face and stuff.
No, it's not like that. He's just like standing on the other side of the room, and I like
kill
him
over
there.
Right on the wall.
I mean, we could have maybe messed with his little bounty thing and like did it as cashed in. To maybe get other bounty hunters off of our tail.
That'd be interesting. That's an interesting take.
Could have tried to do that.
We could still do that, but when four of their members don't show up at HQ to cash their check, that'll flip on us pretty quick.
You don't even know if there is an HQ.
Yeah, exactly. I just meant like...
Well, you guys know nothing. Then you fucking kill them.
There was information we could have...
They received a bounty from someone.
The bounty... Okay. Give me an intelligence check, all of you.
Okay.
Just straight.
Not my strongest suit here.
Ooh. I got 12.
Oh, I got a
15.
That's
an 18.
Oh,
okay. What'd you get?
15.
Okay, you're all good. The bounties are public. They're not like, they don't send
like
them
a secret
to people.
Underground.
Yeah. It's not like
shit.
Darth Vader standing and hiring like five dudes.
Yeah.
Or John Wick, where it's through the Continental.
Yeah,
where they send out
like,
a message.
They
to
put
all the
out
people.
A bounty. Hmm. Every bounty hunter in the galaxy got that bounty.
I gotcha.
But okay, yeah. So, did you guys want to do anything? Before you guys head out, I think you guys said you're going straight to Namaleth.
I mean, what else can we do? I mean, I feel like the whole ship is like, what the hell, Carter? But he was, I imagine you were going to kill him, right?
Eventually.
He was going to die anyway.
Eventually,
so yeah.
But...
What's the problem?
Be a slow burn on it. You know?
Carter's going
maybe
to
get a little information.
Yeah, just not explode his freaking head, man.
We got what we needed. Yeah, Carter's going to go back to.
I don't feel like we did. I definitely don't feel like we got what we needed.
What were you saying?
Because we got a sentence in, and you were like,
I mean, you can figure all the stuff you want to know out with context clues. Like, the bounty's public. Let's go look it up.
Yes, this is true. What were you saying? What's Carter doing?
Carter's going to go look up the bounty.
Okay.
Yeah. To get, we got everything we need to figure it out ourselves.
It's on the primer, and it's public.
So what?
I guess I don't.
We
know.
Can find out that. If you guys need any of that info, I can find out.
We don't know what we don't know because you just melted this man. He could have known something else. There could have been, you know. We don't
he could
know.
Have joined us.
We're not.
I definitely don't want that. No,
not making a new crew, man. It could have been us.
You guys weren't complaining when we killed those other four space wizards.
Hell no.
Well, no, because they almost killed me and the boy.
So you guys, unless you want to do something else, you guys are headed to Namelith.
I'm ready. I'm ready to go to Namelith.
Yeah,
so
this whole entire bicker has just been
going
on.
Yeah, you guys are going to the cockpit.
Oh my god.
And you guys get to the cockpit. Victoria's like putting in the coordinates. She goes, Carter, like, look, if next time you want to kill somebody on my ship, just ask me first.
Oh, is
that?
Only,
fuck.
It's manners.
And then she takes off.
Hyperspace.
Sorry, look, I'll go clean up the brain or whatever if that makes you feel better.
I can see Carter just sitting in the corner with his mage hand, just with a rag, like, wiping everything up. He's just like looking
just
at
smoking
it.
Smoking a cigarette.
You guys know about lizard folk, right? Like, he's going to try to get out.
It's a 15 hour journey to Namelith.
I'm going
to
go to sleep.
Yeah,
they need long rests. We all need long rests.
I need two long rests at
indeed.
This point.
Yeah, you guys can take your long rests and all that. I forgot you guys are all fucked up.
Delicious. Well, I have
1 HP.
I'm not like low on HP necessarily. Yeah. But
you guys get your long rest.
Yes, we do.
So Namelith lies in a neutral zone of space, pretty much nowhere near anything of any particular note at all.
Oh, cool.
Dope.
It is space.
Desolate. When you guys arrive, you guys see a rocky Earth-like orb with blue oceans and enormous stretches of lush greenery, separated by even larger expanses of sandy desert. The coordinates on Malidala's dossier that she gave you guys show that Zaun, had set out for ruins in a jungle in the northern hemisphere of the planet.
Okay.
So the Brunhilde heads there.
Nice.
And it breaches the atmosphere, and as it does this, Watt seems to be typing some stuff in on his computer, and he says, good news, air here is breathable.
Oh, good.
Fantastic.
So Brunhilde descends further through the cloud line, and you guys can see the jungles below, and they're full of enormous exotic trees as tall as buildings. The jungle here is thicker than anything you guys have ever seen when it comes to plant life. Like, it's crazy thick and lush.
She's not going to want
to
leave.
I'm just like glued to the window.
So as you draw closer to the coordinates, you guys begin to descend like closer and closer to the jungle line. And it's at this point that you note that there seems to be this thick, smoggy, dark miasma rising from the jungle.
Love miasmas.
Interesting.
And you guys begin to descend into the miasma. And the minute the Brunhilde does this, the alarms on the ship start going off, and Watt starts typing stuff in on his screen. And he goes, okay, bad news. This miasma is not breathable, and it's extremely caustic. We cannot land here. And so Victoria curses and pulls the ship up out of the miasma. And she ends up flying west a few dozen miles.
Okay.
Where the jungle abruptly ends. And immediately, like, the jungle line just stops and immediately becomes sandy, like, dune-like desert. And she pulls around and she goes, I guess we're going on foot. And
into the
it's never
place.
Quite that easy, yeah.
Yeah, I have suits for that.
Okay.
Hey, I was about to ask.
Yeah. Wait, if we have suits, how come we can't land in there and then put suit on and then walk
do
outside?
You want to descend?
Because the
like,
oh, because we can't like see the bottom.
300 feet into this jungle nastiness.
My bad.
So as the Brunhilde pulls around and begins to land, everyone give me a perception check.
Ooh.
I perceive. All right.
10 for Sebastian.
23.
Oh, shit.
16.
Okay. I'm in my natural habitat. I'm like, what is going on?
My special eyes have activated.
Percy and Carter, you guys hear in the distance an explosion of sorts.
Oh, shit.
Kind of, okay, so if you're looking straight ahead, there's like desert, and then a little, oh, sorry, a little bit to the right is jungle line.
Okay.
And you guys can hear an explosion kind of off in the jungle area.
Okay.
But not too deep into it, just kind of far off, forward looking. I guess we could say north, I will say.
Okay.
Did you guys hear that?
And
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear it, Sebastian.
There was an explosion.
After a couple more seconds, you guys hear two more explosions, and everyone hears it.
Oh, shit.
That explosion.
And Victoria pulls something up on, like, the visor, and you can see, like, explosions off in, like, near the jungle line, like, maybe a mile up. And Watt points out, and he says, look. Something just came out of the tree line, and, like, Victoria zooms in further, and you see, like, this figure on, like, this hover bike. He's got, like, this billowing cape behind him and, like, two drones following him, and he's just zipping like hell out of the jungle. And maybe 4 seconds after that, the whole jungle line behind him, like, bursts as giant, and I mean colossal insect monster, like, the size of a fucking building, comes crashing after him.
Damn.
And is coming for blood. And you can see the guy, he pulls a lever and, like, cluster grenades drop behind him and, like, burst all over, like, the creature's face. It doesn't stop the creature at all.
And it's my face. I don't give a fuck.
Victoria's like,
Oh, shit.
Should we help?
Pull up. First, pull up. Get out of the way.
She immediately pulls up. So now you guys are gunner, up in the air. And this dude's just zipping, and this monster's on its tail.
I just envision Count Dooku, just the way you described him, with the cape behind him, and Count Dooku when he's on top of the plane.
Yeah. His little robot next to him. I totally see that. Was it the halberd that you said had the gunner positions? I imagine the Brunhilde also has gunner positions. Right?
Yeah. If you guys are going to help, you guys can fire from the Brunhilde.
Yeah, I sure do want to help.
So that's one eye. What about you guys?
Gun number two.
If everybody's just, like, running to battle stations, I'm like, Carter's
not gonna... You guys don't have to run to battle stations. Like, visors will come down.
Oh.
And you guys can, from where you are in the cockpit.
Sebastian would do that.
All right, so you guys are down to help?
Chance to shoot something? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
For sure.
So do you guys, like, say, like, yeah, let's help them? What do you guys say?
Does the name... Do I have to say, like, visor down, or...
Oh, you can just hit a button.
I'm going to fucking...
Yeah, visor's down. Okay.
Having trouble picturing the scene because, like, I have no impulse to act, like, in any direction to help this dude. Like, what do we do? What do we even... Like, Carter's not going to protest it, so it's not worth the... He's not even thinking of the conversation because, like, why would any of us help this guy?
Right. Which is why Victoria has asked, do we help or do we, like, who is this guy, right?
No, like, I guess if she says that, I'll be like,
they're coming towards us and...
They're not coming towards us.
Yeah. They're, like, moving across your vision.
I thought they were coming
We're out of the way regardless.
Yes. You guys are out of the way. You guys aren't involved, but you could become involved if you so chose.
I got you.
I guess I'll look at Watt and be like, can we expect more of that in that jungle?
I don't know. Sorry. I don't know what we can expect in this jungle, but, like, that's not a great sign.
No, it's not. We don't have, like, scan for life, like, or... Like...
I mean, it's teeming with life.
Yeah. Okay.
It's such a
I don't know how it works jungle, in this setting, really. Like, it can't, like, identify, like, oh, yeah, that's a big life and that's a small life in terms of size.
You guys don't really have, like, planet scanners. You don't got, I guess, just not outfitted on the Brunhilde.
Okay.
How far does this... Where's my...
So, at first, Percy seemed gung-ho. Now, is there second thoughts here?
There is. Well, because I thought it was coming at us.
No, it's not coming at you guys. This is completely, like, you guys could literally walk away and be bad people, or you could be good people and do something. Or you could be smart people and maybe think, should we do anything at all?
Yeah, because that's a big old bug, and we did almost die already.
It does give us a chance to shoot at stuff.
It's distracted right now. So we're investigating ruins?
Yeah, you guys are supposed to be looking for ruins
in this jungle.
Yeah.
I mean, this person could help us find those ruins. We don't know what this guy's up to.
We don't know anything about him.
It's true.
Could be a bounty hunter.
He's going to kill Sebastian in his sleep. I don't know.
We do have to worry about that if people, like, figure it out. A lot of people would take that opportunity.
$10 million, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
A lot of people become bounty hunters when $10 million is on the line.
It's true. All right, we got to make a decision here. What are we doing, guys?
I'm chilling.
All right, so Carter is being neutral. What do
we do? Yeah, especially Victoria is being neutral. Like, dude, like, what? Why would we put the ship at risk? Why would we put us at risk for this dude?
To be fair, I don't think the ship will be at risk at all. Like, this thing is a very landlocked creature, and you're in a fucking spaceship. I'm just saying. Like,
still.
Yeah.
I just have no...
Yeah. I figured that'd be Carter's reaction.
Now, Sebastian's like, I'm ready to take some shots at this thing.
Okay, so that's one for yay, one for no opinion.
I feel like she would do it.
All right, yeah, cool. So you guys take visors. Victoria's like, all right, let's do this.
We're kicking ass?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Because his answers always get me. Like, yeah. I do like kicking ass. Carter does like kicking ass.
So. All right, so visors are down. Yeah, Brunhilde brings the ship up, and you guys pull behind, and it's just like it's like a train.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's zipping around. This thing's chasing him. You guys are chasing them. Oh, yeah. And everyone roll initiative.
Ooh.
We're in space. And so during this... I'm going to put in quotes combat because it's not really a combat. You guys are going to have access to Brunhilde's cannons.
Fuck yes.
You're going to do 5d12 laser damage.
Oh, fuck.
So who's first, second, and third between the three of you?
I got a 6.
I got 11.
19.
All right.
So go in that. You're going to go in that order. So you guys are pulling up behind this gigantic creature, and it doesn't even know you exist. And
yet.
Carter,
surprise,
it's your turn.
Surprise round.
Take a shot. Roll a d20 plus 10 to hit. Mm.
16.
That is a miss. Your cannon hits the carapace on this thing, and it like reflects off.
Ooh!
You realize that you got to square it up a little bit better.
I need more sauce. I need more angle on this dangle.
Victoria tries to like give you guys a better angle. Percy, you're up. D20.
Ooh, crit.
I think that's a crit.
Did you crit? Really?
That's a crit.
Yeah. So you're going to do
a lot.
10d12. You're going to do 10d12 damage.
Here's my d12.
Yo, give me 12s.
Okay, I got to calculate this.
You said 10?
10d12,
so
yeah.
So here's 4. Yeah. That's a 12. So 16.
That's 22,
34, 38. So 38. So that's 4. 5, 16, 17. So what was it, 35?
38.
38
plus
17. 40, 50. 55? 5. Plus 2 more. Another 12. 67 plus 8. Jeez. 70
damage.
70.
Oh my God.
75.
Well, okay. So yeah, you just. I'm just like, right between the crack of like two of its carapace shells.
You like blast one off and just fire at the fleshy.
Yeah, there's now flesh. What's the word? Revealed.
Stay on target.
Percy's a freaking murder machine. Sebastian, you're up.
She used to shoot.
Roll a d20.
She used to shoot womp rats.
Yeah, womp rats.
That's a miss. That's a miss. Canyon, you try and aim for the fleshy bit, but you miss it. You hit the carapace. Carter.
I'm up. It's me. Let's shoot it. A crit miss.
Oh my gosh. Percy, 11. You're up. Yeah, you just
my machine broke.
Missed. Yeah.
26 to
hit. That's a hit. You hit the fleshy part. Go for it. 5d12.
5d12.
My Joy-Cons have drag.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, what the fuck?
Plus 5 is 22.
Can you do 8 more damage?
I did 22 plus. I did it.
Yeah, he did
9.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you hit the fleshy part, and you just pierce right into this giant monster, and it lets out this big scream that I'm not going to do because I'm not a giant monster. But, yeah.
Was it like that? Oh, it was like roar? I was thinking more like...
It reverberates. It reverberates so loud that it actually, like, almost, like, jolts you guys. And it immediately halts what it's doing and turns and lumbers back into the jungle.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so,
all super sad.
That combat's over.
I just liquidated.
Damn it, Percy! Can't you give us all a chance?
Seriously.
Okay.
So when I set this up, it was just supposed to be if you guys can do 100 damage within 2 rounds, you guys would beat it, and it would not kill this dude. But you're lucky. You're lucky, Percy. Crit because you guys missed, and he did over 100 damage by himself. By herself. Sorry.
That's extremely true. I know this is a crit roll thing, but. No mercy,
God
Percy.
Damn, dude. No mercy, Percy. Strikes again.
Damn.
All right, so yeah, that thing lumbers off back to the jungle, and you guys can see the bike rider.
Shoot the cannons.
He like turns around and he sees you guys, and he gets off his bike, and he's just like this. And you tell he's just saying,
"Thank you."
You're welcome.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Victoria's going to go ahead and land the ship, but sure. not exactly next to this guy. Maybe, no. we'll say, like, 500 feet or so out. And, yeah, do you guys get out of the ship and all that?
Yeah. Sebastian would get out.
I guess so.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we're going to land there. I mean, regardless we're if we get with him or not, we're going to walk yeah. to the jungle yeah, I mean, from yeah, there, right?
You so. Came all the way out here, so you're not going to all stay on the ship. Yeah. But,
do this.
Maybe Sebastian shouldn't. That's be very talking true. Strangers.
Yeah, maybe you stay in. I can disguise myself so I'm not a big fucking albino.
So looking at the bounty list, they weren't on it at all. At the
no,
right.
just you just and Prim. Okay. Yeah.
And Prim should also stay behind,
if
you
want to play it safe,
too.
Guys, I'll hang back for a little bit.
Yeah, just,
we don't
want to
blow our cover.
Yeah, just for sure. a little bit. And I'll do the furbolg disguise self and look like...
Something else.
So Victoria's a tiefling,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and there's gnomes. You're a human. I can't be an elf, because that would look weird, probably.
Yeah, that'd be a bad move. Bad move.
Just don't be a human.
Yeah, I'll just be a human girl.
Okay.
Like, shoulder-length brown hair.
Gotcha.
Just regular.
Alrighty. So I take it Carter, Percy, and Victoria will get off the ship. Prim, yeah. Watt, yeah. and Sebastian are going to stay on for a time until... You guys decide what to do.
Sebastian's going to hang back, but he's going to have the gun ready. All
right, yeah.
Down,
I figure
so.
Like you, Prim, and Watt will be in like the hangar area yeah. with Artax.
Yeah.
But you guys exit the ship, and mm-hmm. you see this mysterious rider walking towards you guys. And
that'll be close enough there, fellow.
Okay, and
30 feet out for sure.
All right, for sure. But as he's walking towards you, you guys realize that he's a warforged.
Ooh.
And he seems to be built tall and lithe. He appears to be wearing a bunch of belts and pouches all around his waist and torso, and he seems to be armed with a couple blasters, an aether blade. Around his neck is a long brown cloak and hood billowing in the wind, and floating above his shoulders and a bit behind him are two spherical droids. And you don't get the closer look, so he just waves his hands up like... that's Watt's voice. I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. What'd you do to piss off that big old bug?
I was trying to make way through the jungle to find my quarry, and I ran into a bit of brush, tried to burn it. The jungle doesn't seem to take too well for fire. Everything in there went crazy, so...
Doesn't usually.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
If you guys are planning on going into the jungle... do not use fire, because it's I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Hmm.
That the wood things don't like the fire, like the living things don't like the fire?
It was like
that?
They all reacted simultaneously, as if the entire planet was one organism.
Ooh, could I do some sort of nature check or some
feed in on that big clue?
Yeah.
Go for it.
That seems like a red flag of sorts. So nature, you said?
Yeah.
That's only a 9.
Garbage. Yeah, you're just like, whoa.
Yeah, that's weird.
Gnarly.
Percy, no. I'm real bad at my job. It seems strange, but we won't burn the forest.
Yeah, good
like
move.
Like certain people.
What brings all of you here in the middle of nowhere?
Business. What brings you out here in the middle of nowhere?
You said your quarry, right?
I'm a hunter.
Hunting.
Exotic game.
Like giant bugs?
Yeah, that's not my quarry, but yeah, stuff like that. That was a bit bigger than I could chew.
So all in the jungle, then?
Yes, I'm headed into the jungle.
Is it your first time here?
Yes, it's my first time here.
What do you know about the spot, other than, you know, there might be exotic game up in there?
Not much, just was hired to locate a creature by the name of a spider drake.
Spider drake, huh? Yes.
What is that? What's a spider drake?
It's a big son of a bitch. That's what it is.
That sounds very cool.
Big red. It's got 8 legs, wings like a dragon, almost like a centipede-like head.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Bug chimera?
I'd love to repay my debt if you guys are headed my direction. I can't promise I'll stay with you guys if my quarry takes me off the trail, though.
Insight.
Sure.
Need to know what's true and what's not.
So do we even know where...
I natty one again.
Oh, gosh.
Do we even know where we're going? We know that there's...
Yeah, you guys
ruins
know that you
everything.
Are headed, oh, gosh, east into the jungle.
Where
which
do
is
these
the jungle that he came exploding
just came
out
of.
Yeah.
You're going to be going back into the jungle?
Yes, yeah. I came here for my quarry. I'm not leaving without it.
It does seem like that's the direction we're going as well.
What's up with your drones?
Yeah, those are cool.
They're my assistants.
What do they do?
This is Nimrod, and this is Orion. And they just help me in combat. They got scanners built into them. I can send them ahead to map out areas. Things like that.
It's a Warforged familiar.
It is. Yeah, right.
That's real cool.
I don't mind a tour guide. We don't know where to start.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't
Are we going to keep yelling at each other from this distance?
Hold on a second.
I mean, he seems cool. You gotten any sort of bad
don't
vibes?
Don't ask me that.
All right. That's fine.
He seems totally on the level.
I mean, he just seems like he's here to do what he's here to do, which,
it's true.
I mean, extra body, knows the wilderness, I guess.
Better than me. I'm bad.
Looks like a robot.
He does.
He's a robot.
He's a robot, man.
Let's, like you said, yeah, let's bring him over here.
Come on over here, stranger.
yeah, he'll
come
move
over
forward.
Here, kind metal
name?
Man.
Yeah, what's your name?
You can call me Gil.
Gil.
And as he gets closer, just to describe his face, his face is kind of this mask-shaped face that is twice as tall as it is wide, so it's like really skinny. Think like General Grievous, kind of.
Yeah, you got like a rectangle face.
Yeah, kind of rectangular. Yeah, we'll go
rounded off.
Yeah, rounded off a little bit. And he's got two large goggle-looking oculi.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is like C-3PO-esque in a way.
Kinda. But they just look like goggles, like set into his skull.
That's like the Wolves of the Kala.
Robots.
He's like, they are. He like nailed it almost.
Yeah.
And he gets closer. And he goes out to shake your guy's hand. I can't thank you enough.
Name's Carter. Carter Huttenberg.
Nice to meet you, Carter.
Sure.
How would it work if I'm disguised? And
I mean, he's just going to shake your hand.
But my hand is going to be.
I mean, it's all part of the illusion, right?
So it is.
His body will believe what his mind sees or whatever.
So if you're doing illusion magic on him, it'll work.
Don't
shake your hand.
Brain trick.
Then I'll do that then, yeah. I'll shake his hand. Hi, I'm Percy.
Nice to meet you, Percy.
You too.
He can't tell if Victoria, you're a furball or a human.
Victoria's just kind of squinting at him, and she like slowly puts her hand out. You can tell she's suspicious.
Yeah. Could I, when I went to shake his hand, could I scan him real quick?
He's a construct.
Oh, it doesn't work. That's
doesn't
right.
work on constructs.
No.
but she says, "I am Victoria, and nice to meet you, Victoria."
Can I use my gravity boots to climb on his chest?
Could, but like he'll
I'm
take
just kidding.
It
serious. Like, yeah, I'm just
he says, "Not to insult you or anything, but you guys can't breathe in there. You guys got a plan for that, right?"
Yes, we have some sort of suits.
Apparently,
sort
suits.
Of situation. Yeah,
I've been told there's suits. I haven't seen. Any physical representation of that claim?
Victoria looks at
make
you.
It true.
I have suits. Okay,
you keep saying you have suits. That's all I hear about. Yeah,
well, I'll go get the suits.
Okay, I'll believe it when
all
I
right.
see it.
She points at Gil and she says, "You stay out here. You two keep an eye on him. I'm going to go get the others."
Yeah.
So Victoria comes back in and she goes, "I don't know about this guy. He says he's a hunter."
And while didn't we're say out, he's a bounty
and while
hunter.
We're out there, I'll be like, "So you said you're a hunter. Are you a bounty hunter? Are you just hunting?
I specialize in exotic game.
In game.
Yeah.
I mean, that can
For
be
money,
interpreted
yeah,
in a
like,
lot of different ways.
Let's continue our interrogation of this guy.
Okay,
like, what is his business? Like, what
you
is your business?
In beasts?
What's your business once you catch said game? What happens next?
Well, that just depends on the employer. In this case, I'm looking for a spider drake. They want to study the anatomy, physiology of this creature.
So you're a contract for hire sort of worker for who?
Indeed. You could call me freelancer for sure.
Yeah, freelander. Sorry, freelancer.
You ever dabbled in hunting humanoids?
That's not something one dabbles in.
That's true, yeah. I mean, ever, ever hunted a humanoid?
No.
I'm asking for a friend.
I've never hunted a human before.
Asking for a PC.
I mean,
asking for a PC.
Your tracks?
This is awkward.
No particular reason. Why?
I'm going to go get my bike.
It's a lot more awkward now that you've drawn
attention to it. He walks off to go get his bike.
Go ahead.
All right, so Watt, Prim, and...
You're a fucking Bob's Burger character
right
now.
Sebastian. Do you guys go out and join them?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh. Cool. So everyone's out of the ship.
Sebastian wants to wear like some sort of cloth over his mouth, though. Kind of. I mean, he can't fully disguise himself, but at least kind of cover up a little bit.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I imagine you cast disguise self without a spell slot.
Yeah.
So where was I? Okay, so Victoria comes out after you guys are have all been out there for a while with Artax. Artax is carrying like a huge bundle of these huge like what are they called? Like self-contained breathing apparatus, like suits.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Nice, nice,
and
nice, nice.
Let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. She has 5 of them.
So, question real quick.
Yes.
How sturdy are these things?
Pretty sturdy.
Okay.
Not as sturdy as you want them to be.
Your AC is definitely going down by 4 points.
Well, not your AC. Your AC.
But it's just,
is
I don't want those things breaking on us and we be stuck in the middle of the jungle. And I'm like, sure. I can't breathe.
I have written down mechanics for all of this.
Okay.
Ooh, let's just hope.
So essentially, you guys have these self-contained breathing apparatus. What are they called? Like hazard suits,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
Biosuits.
Biosuits, sure. Yeah. And, they're completely sealed. They're made out of, like, this thick, rubbery material. It's pretty sturdy. Obviously not as sturdy as armor.
Yeah.
You guys have a glass visor, and there are portions of the suit where you can open them up to like bring things in the suit if you were to choose to do so.
Oh, like Bubble Boy.
Interesting.
I guess so. Yes, yeah. Like Bubble Boy, sure. I just want to be upfront with the way this works.
Yes.
So, taking slashing, piercing, or fire damage while wearing the suit forces the wearer to make a DC 10 save to prevent compromising their suit.
Fuck.
A minor tear equals a 1d12 constitution saving throw per hour, or you will become poisoned within the miasma of the jungle. Oh, 2 minor tears equal, or 1 medium tear will be 1d13 con save per round or be poisoned. And a major or 3 minor or 2 medium just means you're poisoned. Poison lasts until you guys take a short rest in a breathable, clean situation. And if you are poisoned for more than 8 hours, you will suffer from 2 levels of exhaustion.
Fuck.
Cool. So that is how that will work.
Okay. You'll have to remind me if it happens.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. I just wanted to be upfront with the way it works.
I appreciate
that.
Thanks for the Falcon.
So, yeah. Victoria starts suiting up, and she hands Prim a suit. She hands you 3 a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells Watt and Artax to watch the ship. And so Watt and Artax just get back in the ship, and they actually, like, he actually closes the ship up. So, like, no one can get into the ship until he lets them.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
Good.
Yeah. So, Gil... After you guys are all suited up, Gil, like, walks his bike up in his drones, and he goes, well, I'm ready. You guys are headed in this easterly direction, right? Because that's where I'm going.
We are.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're just going to follow you.
Okay.
Or just end up as a group.
Well, I don't know where you're going, so.
We don't know where we're going.
You have coordinates. You know where you're going.
Oh, we do. We have exact coordinates.
You have exact coordinates for where you're going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I guess we'll follow those.
Yeah. How far?
Do you guys share,
long travel
like,
would that be?
Well, oh, to the coordinates. Okay, so it's 35 miles east through the jungle.
35 miles east.
It's difficult terrain the whole way, probably. I mean, you guys can pretty much see that
from the
outside.
I mean, it's a big old jungle, yeah.
So a straight shot with no delays, you're looking at 2 days.
2 days. Okay. I would convey that. I'd be like, oh, well, you know, we're going probably about 2 days east into the jungle.
All right, well... I mean, I'll probably stay with you most of the way, but I can't make any guarantees.
Yeah, I mean, if you sleep in this,
if you see Spider Drake, go ahead.
Victoria hears you say it. She goes, "Oh, I have a bio tent."
Hey,
oh, cool,
hell yeah.
Yeah, you just see Victoria. She's got this giant backpack. She's ready to go.
Oh man, they haven't invented like capsule technology.
Capsule tech in this.
Damn,
no. That's hilarious. So, is there anything else you guys want to do before you guys head into the jungle line?
Put my suit on.
Marching order. What's marching order? I guess you guys want to put Gil in front. He's fine with that. He doesn't care.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just like, Nimrod, Orion, let's go. And they're like, right behind him.
I'll go.
He parks his bike at the edge of the woods.
Okay.
I'll go after him.
He chains it to a tree.
He chains it to a tree.
It's got one of the like, 4-digit combination locks.
It does. It totally does.
It's analog.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I'll go after him.
You know, you really need the bigger wires on these. Somebody could come with a cutter and just, you know.
Yeah, it's true. But I would just hunt them down.
I guess you'll get, after, you know, after this paycheck, maybe you could get one.
I'm okay.
They have them on Space Amazon.
He heads into the jungle.
Okay.
Percy, you said you're going to be second. Yeah. Carter's in the middle. Sebastian, you'll take rear. Okay, yep. So we'll put Prim, Vicky, Sebastian, and that'll be marching order.
It's a... So Prim, Vicky,
Sebastian.
Yeah. So Carter, Prim, Vicky, Sebastian.
Yes.
So
yes.
Percy, Carter, Prim,
Vicky, I swear Sebastian. To God, right? Okay, so the jungle here is hot, humid, and it's actually quite dark. A lot of sun is blotted out.
But my Envio suit has a little air conditioner in it, right?
No.
What?
No. What? I mean, it's probably less humid than it would be, but it's real sticky.
My God. The stick.
The trees here are enormous, climbing hundreds of feet into the air with trunks 30 feet wide or so. The boughs above covered in hanging vines and fungi, like I said, block out much of the sunlight. Between the trees are countless specimens of exotic flora growing thick and twisted. Flowers and fungi constantly produce poisonous spores as you guys pass them by. So you guys are just walking and just like... It's just like this crazy alien world.
I'm in heaven. I'm cataloging everything. I'm talking to all the plants.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hi.
Percy's taking pictures with her bracer jack. It's like selfies with all the trees
I
and
am,
shit.
Yeah.
You're definitely cataloged. Getting like, so I think we've kind of established with the Nymphi Colossus.
Yeah.
That was a psionic plant, but yes. We've kind of established that you get
I think
more
this
like
will be a little bit looser.
Empathic
yeah.
feeling. So yeah. You're definitely getting a lot of surprise and like mistrust at first, but yeah. Then you seem harmless. So yes. The plants. You notice that
as we
after
continue
you start
to
doing
not
this,
destroy the forest,
yeah,
you're good.
As mm-hmm. you do this, as you're going through the forest, you notice the plants stop spouting poison quite
hey,
as much.
Okay.
Their defenses are a little bit now down.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
I'm
really
just,
interesting.
I'm just okay. talking them up the whole fucking time.
Yeah. So Percy,
these are my friends. We will try
you
not to yeah,
so
love
what's
you guys
the,
so much. I'm not gonna step on you or burn you or do anything like that.
What are my grav boot rules for like walking on the underside of the jungle canopy?
No. If you want to like, if you want to walk up a trunk, you can.
But like underneath the, you know how like the top layer.
If you find
is like,
a bough that could hold your weight if you're standing on top, then you can find one.
Oh, because it might the pressure would still.
Exactly.
Okay, I got
exactly.
you. I got you. So I can't just like that's not a big carpet up there.
No, it's not a big carpet. Okay. But okay. it's like as if you were jumping around from tree to tree.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No, you okay. don't, but yeah. you could.
I could.
So give me nature checks to see how everyone's doing as Gil's kind of trying to slice like a path forward.
11 for Sebastian.
Okay.
10.
Oof.
I'm a terrible nature person.
You're so
oh, gosh.
Enthralled with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I love the nature
yeah.
so much. I'm not
the
that
jungle's
involved.
Really thick, and you guys aren't used to this level of humidity and heat.
Yeah,
you can tell Prim's having a hard time like breathing, and Victoria's sweating her balls off. And you guys just aren't making great headway.
Makes sense.
And you guys, it's been about 3 hours, and you guys are getting a little winded. And I'm going to roll a die. And you guys end up coming across... a tree with its roots kind of like above
ground, you know, like a what, like a cypress tree, you know, the roots will kind of be above ground. And at its base, there's almost like this huge cave that like goes underneath the tree, and inside you see just thousands of glowing mushrooms.
I'll go and I'll talk to those guys too.
They're fungus. They're not plants.
Oh, they're fungus. Hate you guys too. Oh, the other plants were cool.
Do you guys do anything at this point?
I'll do a nature check on them.
Yeah, sure. Like, if you guys want to, go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
yeah. If it's not interesting to you, you guys don't have to do anything.
I mean, he's scoping out. He looks interested.
It's like, 17.
Oh gosh,
okay. I got a 9. So
okay,
my jam to know.
He just thinks it looks neat.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah, so 17's really good, and you're definitely getting some like potent magic vibes off these suckers.
Oh, really?
And you're like, that could go in my garden.
Ooh,
I could probably do something with that I get some time with it.
Could I take some samples or take as many
go
as
for
I
it.
Can?
Take as many as you want. Like, well, we'll
these
say
seem
like
cool.
A pouch is worth.
A pouch is worth.
Yeah, of glowing mushrooms, which we'll name later.
Hell yeah.
So it's only been 3 hours. You guys got a long way to go. So another nature check to see how you guys do after this little rest of yours.
I'm excited to try those shrooms, guys.
15 for Sebastian.
My nat 20 to get
better. Awesome.
12.
Okay, so you guys are starting to be like acclimate. You guys are acclimating, and Gil's getting better at like finding routes for you to walk because you know some of you are big. did you change back already?
So. It only lasts an hour, so
okay.
At some point in this journey,
at some point
I
you
would,
change the guilt turn around. He's like, "Well, now I don't know if I could trust you guys."
What do you mean?
he's
I'm just, like, "Oh, well, you know, I'm." A lot of people get sketched out by seeing a giant 8-foot lady in
fair
front
enough.
Of them.
Fair enough. So, and he just starts slicing again.
Yeah. Just like looking around.
So you guys make much better time this time around. And sweet. It's been a few more hours and something else happens. Oh, so God. You guys kind of break into this like clearing area.
Mm-hmm.
And Victoria calls like a minute just to get everyone to breathe. Mm-hmm. It's been like 6 hours of travel. So do you guys like take a minute to sit down and whatnot?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I want everyone to give me a perception check.
I hate this.
God damn, God. I'm rolling so hot.
At least one of us is.
23,
that's really
Sebastian
good.
Sebastian had a 4.
12.
12, 4. So Percy, you're the only one who notices this. It's like quiet for a bit, and then you notice that a lot of like the insect noises that you've been hearing kind of quiet down a little bit, and you begin to hear like this crunching and like the snapping of vines.
Oh shit.
And as everyone else is beginning to notice, you see out of the jungle line, this amorphous form made of vines and riddled with the carapaces of like dead insects that it's like grabbed into itself.
Shit, okay.
And you guys have entered its territory, and it immediately attacks. So everyone roll initiative.
All right. Cool.
This is a
it's a plant monster.
Plant thing?
It's got, like, fungus growing on it. It's got, like, all these dead insects in it. Think of, like, almost like a shambling mound, kind of.
Yeah,
Except for it looks like this. It's basically like a, almost like a vine blob.
How big is it?
It is about, we'll say, 12 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of spherical shape, so it's like 12 feet in diameter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's large. It's huge. And everyone roll initiative.
Okay.
I could try something weird.
Nice. Just not doing it today. No. Nope. Sebastian had a 7.
Oh, man. I got a 14.
All right, so 7 and a 14. What do you got, Carter?
24.
24. That's really good.
Yeah, man.
And you said this is a plant?
It's a plant, yeah.
Categorized as a plant?
Yeah, categorized as a plant. So, Gil
try
gets
something weird.
A 17. Victoria gets a 15. Primina gets a 17.
Oh, hell yeah.
So they're going to roll off.
Oh, I don't think I rolled high enough to.
She gets a star. And then this monstrosity gets 13. So it looks like it's going to be Carter, Prim,
Galdell,
Gil. Jeez, you guys, you two wrote worlds so low. Vicky, Percy.
I wrote a 14.
well, the monster. And then Sebastian. And real quick, let me get some HP going here. So what's going on? And yes, let's get started. Carter, you're up.
Okay. It's just this one big thing.
It's a giant plant monster. It's mad. This was its clearing.
Does it deserve to die a horrible death?
I have some things I want to do, but I don't know what's going to
Can I make a nature check to like get data on it?
What? Yeah, sure. What data are you looking for?
It looks big and slow to me, right?
I mean, kind of, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
It's not like super fast.
And how far away is it?
Not very, like 20 feet.
Okay. Was it making any noise when it came up, other than like its amorphous form? Like
no, it itself doesn't have like vocal cords or anything.
Okay, it's a literal plant monster. It can't slap like wet vines together to make like gurgle noises.
I don't think it's smart enough. Let's see, intelligence
hex.
Is A5.
Hex, bonus action, okay, hex, yes, Eldritch Blast, kill it.
Kill it indeed.
Kill Jesus the animal.
Christ.
18 to AC.
That is a hit.
Yeah, kill it. 9 damage. Oh, sorry, plus 4. 13 damage.
13 damage. Alright, yeah, you blast and some of the vines, like, fray off.
Okay.
But after you do that, like, more vines kind of grow back into its place.
Disgusting.
Next up is Prim, who's going to back the fuck up and open a fire with her blaster. She's going to miss, and then Gil is going to try and move around it, and he's looking to get into flanking position, so he, like, he doesn't quite disappear into the jungle line, but he moves maybe like 4 or 5 feet into the jungle line and moves up behind it. He hasn't made an attack yet. Victoria's going to make a blaster attack and back up with Prim. Victoria misses, and Percy, you're up.
I'm trying to see how the spell works.
Give Victoria a dirty look, like amateur.
So did Prim. Prim missed too.
No, not for my baby.
Oh, okay.
Not for that baby girl. So basically the thing I'm looking at is speak with plants.
A little late for that, buddy.
It is, yes.
Yeah, everyone's open fired on it.
I can't ask true. Questions, so I'm firing.
Yes, I know. Well, that was the...
Gil was lucky this time.
I feel like I would still try, though.
If you feel like you would try.
It's a third level spell, though.
I'm sorry, we're killing you, friend.
Oh, that's a third level spell. Oof
buddy. It's going to take two days to get to Zahn's.
It's true. Yeah.
Papa Zahn's.
Can
Papa
I try to
pizza and more?
Yeah, there we go.
Can I try to just get my like my vibe before I try to do this? Uh-huh. Can I just try to?
Can you scan it?
Well, it's like a territorial animal.
Talk to yeah. Like, can I just try to talk to him and say, "Hey, I'm sorry, we're just passing through. I know we've hit you a bunch of times."
Does your speak? You're trying to use your feature, right?
Yeah, it's literally just.
Does it work with all plants or is it only small things?
It's just all. Okay, it's cool. Just plants and animals.
Okay, so you get. This emotion back of madness.
Oh, it's okay.
It's not a sane creature.
It is crazed.
Which means that there's probably some sort of deeper seated issue with the area itself. Because that doesn't just happen.
Jungles don't just get cray cray.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So, yeah, that's what you get from that.
I do want to scan it.
Okay, yeah, you scan it.
Bonus action.
You're going to have to remind me what the fuck that tells you, but...
I think it tells me everything.
Okay, cool. We'll go over that.
AC,
you have to wait around, though, right? You have to wait around.
I don't think so.
I think that's what I wrote in, that, like...
Oh, at the start of your next turn.
Start of your next turn, you get
so
all
this
the
is the scan,
oh, it's calculating.
And then I'll get the information.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
So that's my bonus action.
Do you stay where you are?
No, I'm going to move 30 back.
Okay, so you move 30 back. Carter didn't move.
I forgot to move.
I'll keep track of
but
this.
But I'm in the middle.
It's so it's close still, right?
Huh?
It's close.
Oh, yeah.
It's 20,
this,
you said?
This clearing you're in is like 25 feet in diameter.
Okay, so if there's, I moved 30 or as much as I can back,
yeah.
I'm going to then put up my hands and do frostbite. So numbing frost forms on it, and it needs to make a con saving throw. It needs to beat 15.
It needs to beat 15, gotcha.
It won't.
I grilled a 19.
Damn it.
Fuck.
And that's not even adding my con, which is plus three.
Make a liar out of
so,
me.
So, yes,
will
that's
you?
Fine. Then nothing happens, and that's my turn.
Okay. Yeah. It's the humidity, heat in the air. It
yeah,
just
it's like
beat
just
your frost.
Boils away my frost.
It starts forming and just crunches
so
it with its
this
vines.
This thing's turn, and it really only got hit by Carter's blast, so, and it's got massive reach, so it's going to make some thorn vine attacks.
Ooh. It's going to thorn whip you.
Yeah, let me see.
Or vine.
Yeah, it's going to make two thorn vine attacks. And its reach is 10 feet. So it's going to move within 10 feet of Carter and just reach out with like a vine arm covered in thorns.
Sucks.
And let's see. The first one is a crit fail.
Dope.
So Carter ducks out of the way. Second one is a 12 plus 8, so that's 28 AC. It's going to do a lot of damage.
To who?
To you.
Oh, damn.
let's see here. 5... plus 4, plus 3.
I'd actually like to impose disadvantage on that attack.
Can you?
Yeah,
how can you do that?
My level 6 ability that I got. Let me just, like, figure that shit out.
Okay.
What was that shit? My butts. Where's that page at? Expand spells. I can. I promise.
Okay.
And next turn I get advantage on an attack against it.
Is it like a what are those called? Invocations?
It was an otherworldly patron feature.
Yeah, no, it's a warlock
feature.
What was
it
called?
It's for your great old one pact?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just a warlock feature. Like, I get my next one's at level 10.
Okay. I'll just believe you for now, and then you can tell me what it is afterwards. So, disadvantage, right? So, it rolled a 20 on the first one, and on the second one, it rolled an 18. So, still hits. But you get advantage on your next attack, right?
I think so.
Okay, so it does a total of 12 piercing damage.
Okay.
I believe you are grappled unless, let me see.
Entropic Ward.
Entropic Ward, that's what
okay,
it is.
Okay, yeah, and you're grappled in this vine. There is no save for it. Until the grapple ends, you'll take 2d6 acid damage at the start of each of the thing's turns as acid seems to be oozing like out of the tips of the thorns.
Sure.
But make a DC 10 d20 save.
Okay. 11.
Your suit's okay.
All right, cool. Lucky me.
And that is its turn. Next up is
it was right
Sebastian.
Here. That, real quick, Sebastian,
it's only
sorry.
If the attack misses you that your next attack is at advantage.
Yeah, I don't have advantage. That it didn't pop off because you ended up hitting me anyway.
Okay, so do you still get to use it if it doesn't work?
When a creature makes an attack roll against you, I used my reaction to do it. I did it. It just didn't work.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I get it back at a short rest or a long rest.
Cool beans. Sebastian, you're up.
So, would you say the thing's probably about like maybe 15, 20 feet from me if Carter
was
in front of me?
I think it's within 10 feet of you.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You were in the back. Yeah, 15 feet.
I gotta go help out Carter. So, Sebastian would just roll up to its face.
it doesn't have one of those.
His front.
I get what you're saying.
His front.
I don't think he has one of those either.
His front. What's going on?
The front bits.
It's hard to know.
What is this thing? Okay, go ahead.
So he's going to go forward, and he's going to bust out his axe, trying to get some swipes here.
Okay.
Can he swing towards the vines that have Carter grappled to see if he can loosen it up if he hits? Would that work? I don't know how the mechanics of that would work.
I can allow you to make one of your attacks to try and free him.
Okay.
It won't do any damage, but it'll free him.
Oh, I gotcha.
But you get two attacks, so you can do one to
hit.
We'll
do one and one.
Okay, yeah. That sounds good.
I'll
I like
do
that.
One, I'll do
yeah.
one to hit right now, and then the second one to see if I can help free
Go
Carter.
Go for it.
That makes sense.
That's a 17.
That hits.
All right. Damage. That's only 6 damage.
Ooh.
Oh, bad. And then this is the free Carter. And that's, sorry, Carter, that's a 12.
Yeah, that's a fail.
I tried.
Boo. It's because it jerks violently when you hit it the first time. So when you go to swing at the other one, it's gone. Next up is Carter. And you are grappled and... God, I should have that condition thing open because I'm not sure. I think the escape is to escape. DC 16 to escape. That would be athletics or... yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But it takes my turn to escape or I could just attack it.
Or you could just attack it. Oh, but you'll take damage every time this thing gets a turn if as long as you grapple.
Right. Yeah, I'll just try. I'll try to get away. Fuck it.
Okay.
I'll have to try to use like my some sort of dexterity base to try and get away, though.
Sure.
You untie the knot of its vine.
I just have a
I'm out.
It's probably one of those
things. Like, slide a hand, bitch.
Yeah. I'm trying to slide a hand out of here.
Yeah.
Use my mage hand to create space and like slink out of there.
I like that. You just slip out.
16.
Oh yeah, you do it. Yeah, you slip out of its grip. Amazingly.
I'm gonna walk up a tree as far as I can.
Fuck yeah. Okay, you could totally do that. There's a tree. 10 feet to your left, which means you can get 20 feet in the air.
20 feet up it. I'm just like, peace.
Yeah. So Carter just starts walking up a tree. That's fucking dope.
That's awesome.
I love how it's taken this many episodes, but we finally got at least two of the items I gave you 5 episodes ago.
I could have used it one other time.
Yeah,
so,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And I have just been scanning people real rando, like, since you gave this to me. So
it hasn't
been meaningful up until
exactly,
now.
Exactly. So next up is Prim, Gil, and Vicky. I mean, they're all just going to do the same thing as Sharon, so I'm just going to roll a bunch of d20s. And Gil jumps up behind this thing and gives 2 slashes.
So fucking awesome.
Gil's badass.
He's gonna
just fuck it. I don't know these fools, but I'm gonna kill this thing. Chop it up.
Three. So Gil does 12 damage.
Hell yeah.
You guys can hear but not see because he's on the other side of the thing. So that puts that at that much. And Prim and Vicky both miss. They both rolled 4s.
Oh,
it's just, you know what? It's not even that they're missing. Their little blasters just aren't doing damage to this like conglomerate of vines.
I'm just looking at Victoria like,
next up is, she's your healer, so that's her use.
Yeah, that's true.
Next up is, Percy, you're up.
Give me those good stats,
Oh,
Will.
Good stats. Okay, so,
what category is it?
It is a plant.
Okay. So, pretty much I need AC, HP.
AC 16. You can write this down.
Ooh, I sure fucking will. 16, okay.
Current HP is 96 out of 127.
96, okay.
What is there anything else you want?
Damage immunities, resistances,
vulnerabilities. Resistant to bludgeoning and piercing damage, which you guys don't really do.
Bludgeoning, piercing?
Yeah. Because you guys so far have done force and slashing.
Yeah.
I guess vulnerability is fire. But you have that. Fire. It's immune to being deafened. It has no ears.
Okay.
Somehow it has dark vision despite not having eyes.
That's dope.
is that all you get? Do you want the ability scores?
It says ability scores too, but...
It's got a strength of 21, dex 12, constitution of 16, intelligence 5, wisdom 10, charisma of 3.
Bioscanner.
Oh, okay, cool.
Rip Will's homebrew wide open.
It's not a homebrew, actually.
Okay.
Well, whatever. Joma Beast.
So,
that could
so yeah, you got that info. Now. But so now what do you do? Now what do you do with this information?
What do you do, though?
Do with this info, though, guys?
What do you even do?
So.
Get wild. Get shapely.
I will get wild, and I will get shapely. Gil warned me not to use fire, though.
So don't.
Oh, he super did. But he can't see you now.
So I'll go, that's right. I'll wild shape into the scarab.
Okay.
And give him some blade arms.
Yeah, sure.
Upon
the
his
good old slash
viny
damage.
Flesh. Ooh, oh, that's another nat 20.
Dude, Jake,
I swear, man. You're a fucking monster.
I don't know. And that one was a 5, so this was 10 for the first.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you do. Go ahead.
So I double the amount of dice that I roll,
die,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a 4. That's a 3, so 7. And then I roll 2 more times, because if I roll 2 d4s...
Then you roll 4 d4s, yes.
So that was 7. That's a 10. 14 plus 2, so 16 damage.
16
on slashing
damage. Nice.
It hurt so bad it backed up and you missed the second one.
Yeah, vines are beginning to fall off this thing. Yeah. It's losing mass.
Okay, sweet.
Next up is the thing. And
16 to it?
You escaped, right?
Yeah,
so
I got out of there.
It's going to turn his ire upon Percy, the scarab. And it's going to make a multi attack on you.
How dare.
So. This is a 17 and... Yeah, they both hit. It's a 17 and a fucking 24.
Mm-hmm.
So you are going... Whoop, I need d8s. 48 plus 6. 7 plus 5 is 12. 6 is 18, plus 8 is 26, plus 6 is 32 damage.
Jesus
And you're
Christ.
Grappled in this thing's arm.
32?
32 piercing damage, okay. And you are now grappled in this foreign monster's group of vines.
Dope.
Next up is Sebastian.
Chop, chop, chop.
Let's see.
That's going to be a hit. That's a 23.
That hits.
Right. And then I need to roll it down. I might as well just do both attacks. Huh?
Yeah.
And that's going to be a miss.
Ah, unfortunate.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to pop my Channel Divinity for Guided Strike to add 10 to that.
Oh, there you go.
So that will give me a 20 total.
Oh,
so
that, yeah, totally hits. Ooh, I like and that. Then, that's the first time I think you've used that. Yeah. That's great.
And then I'm going to use, on that, I'm going to use one Divine Smite as well.
Okay.
Yes.
What level?
So, first level.
Okay.
So get an extra D8 in there.
Smiteth the shit.
Ooh, those are good rolls.
27.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah, you tear into this thing.
Just chops at it.
It's well beyond bloodied. Not that it bleeds. It actually does ooze acid to the ground. Wait, you're not in your suit, because you're a freaking magical beast. What's the stats on the scarab? Is it immune to poison?
To poison, yeah.
Awesome, you're good.
Dope.
That's why I went into it.
I was like, you're good. You might as well just stay there. Yeah. So next up is...
I love short rests with Kabutops.
Yeah, right. Carter, you're up.
That's a show within a show. Short rests with Kabutops.
Hey, Kabutops, how are you feeling?
I forgot to double up my Eldritch Blast last turn. So,
okay.
This one is going to be a 22 to hit.
Hits.
Okay, so I'll do the damage now, and then I'll do another Eldritch Blast. Eight, 9.
Nine damage. For the damage? Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, no, 9 doesn't hit.
And then my second Eldritch Blast misses.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, get another one because you forgot that other one.
Okay.
We'll make up for it right now.
19.
That hits.
Okay.
And
Eldritch Blast from the past.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, God. I rolled minimum damage.
I feel because of the nature of your timey-wimey stuff, like, a void just opens up and blasts.
Whoops.
Oh, shit.
I knew I did one.
Yeah.
No, it's 6 damage for that one.
Okay, nice.
Sweet.
Real quick, I only do 1d8 for my...
I swear to God, did you really?
I swear to God.
All right, go ahead and roll it. I am a benevolent god.
Yes, you are.
All right, cool.
I forgot to roll this d12 of damage.
One extra damage.
All right, so Prim, Gil, and
we're getting there.
Vicky. God, I hate having NPCs involved.
Two.
And I love when they miss. You hear Gil curse under his breath as he slips and falls because he crit failed. But you see Victoria get pissed at all the looks that Carter's giving her. And she like climbs up on a rock and she just takes aim and she just charges her blaster up to full. And she's just like, poof.
Get a Vicky.
Yeah.
So she gets to roll 4d6.
Nice.
I think that's the first NPC crit we've
had. I know. 4 plus 5 is 9, plus 2 is 11, plus 4 is 15. So she does 15 laser damage to this thing's metaphorical face.
Yes, she do.
And, yeah, it's beginning to lose a lot of mass at this point.
Yes,
and next up is Percy. You're grabbed.
Okay.
Yeah, you're grabbed.
So I can't really do...
It's a DC 16 strength or dex to escape. You can attack from where you are, but on its turn, you're going to take auto acid damage.
Would I still take that even if I'm immune to poison?
No.
I'm cool. Cause
I
it's
mean,
not,
yes, you will take it.
Because it's not poison. It's acid, yeah. Not poison.
Yeah.
If I can still attack, I'll just try to chop it up.
Yeah, go for it.
It is in... Oh, fuck. First one missed. And then I knocked 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching him.
All right, go for it.
Bro, I'm sorry.
It doesn't look weird or anything. It's just like, that's what's happening.
No, I believe it. It's,
ten...
It's just doing the damage for the first slash he missed. It's not having a huge impact.
So it's 13 damage.
Yeah, you do 13 damage. This thing is like beginning to like shake and shudder, but it's still standing.
Not enough vines.
Yeah.
I'm losing stability.
All the junk's falling out of my trunk.
Well, it's turn, so you need to take 2d6 acid damage.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So that's 7 total.
7 total?
Okay. Yeah, to the scarab. It is going to reach out with another arm.
It's going to get everybody?
It's going to go for Sebastian because that's the only person close enough now.
Oh, shit.
Two attacks with a plus +8.
I'm just like up in the tree.
They both miss because your AC is amazing.
Sweet.
I got a 20 and a 15. Yeah. Ooh, we have that 23 AC. So that's its turn. Sebastian, you're up.
All right. Let's take a couple more swings here. First one is going to be a 17.
That hits.
Next one, that's 15.
Misses. That's a miss.
Do this much damage and you'll kill it.
Oh, boy. I did 11 damage.
It's I killed it. Yeah, you did. So you just, like, chop directly into its spherical body, and it just, like, gets split in half, and it falls apart.
Hell yeah.
And Percy, you hear like this scream of anguish.
Oh shit! Okay.
Like not like a literal scream, yeah. Like an empathic emotional scream.
Yeah.
And then it just disappears. And good job, guys.
Gil, have you ever seen one of these damn things before?
No, that one's a first.
What the hell was that?
Also, not my quarry.
I'll change back.
I like Sebastian's trucker
voice. Does he seem...
You ever seen one of them before?
Does he seem weirded out that I'm a big bug? Does he want to hunt me right now?
No. He actually doesn't comment on it.
Okay.
You just sit down. You sit down, you open up like a fucking granola bar, start eating it as a scarab.
That's hilarious.
I'll change back.
Okay, you change back.
Because I had that much.
And yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys... did anyone get hurt?
Oh, I got
Carter,
hurt.
Carter got hurt.
Okay.
Got
hurt. So, do you guys take a short rest here?
Yes.
All right. So, you guys.
Oh, sure.
Of course I do. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you just give me wild shapes. I'm fine with that shit.
I'm roll a hit die and everything.
So, go ahead and roll your hit die.
It's fucking hot and humid, man. I want to just.
As you guys
chill.
Are resting, Victoria is looking at her bracer jack, and she's like, we got 3 hours before nightfall. We should probably get as much distance covered as we can before we break camp.
Yeah, that's fair.
I recover 9 HP.
Ooh. Okay, so everyone give me a nature check just to see how far you go.
Nature.
So you had one kind of poor one good one, and let's see what this one
is. It's a 7.
Oof, a poor one again.
10. Or, sorry, 11.
Okay.
Better than my 8.
Ooh.
Not good.
So you guys really don't make great.
Sweating so much.
I kind of like this heat.
You guys actually end up becoming, you guys end up getting stopped earlier than you wanted by this pretty wide river that's running through the jungle, at which point Gil, like, stops everybody, and, like, he holds up his hand as if something's wrong, and then he, like, kneels next to the water, and he grabs, like, a twig, breaks it off of a plant, and he dips it into the river, and the river melts the wood.
Oh,
away,
shit.
Acid. And he's just like,
that was awesome.
Acid river.
Acid river.
Carter picks up like a rock.
I think we're
like
going to have to make camp here.
He finds like a long rock. You know those long rocks? Yeah. Like those oblong ones. And like dips half of it in the river.
Yeah. And actually, the rock's fine.
Rock's okay.
Rock's fine.
I'm looking for other shit. I'm just like throwing like leaves.
Yeah,
and
leaves,
stuff.
Are, leaves are dissolving. Yeah.
Do we need to go across this river at all?
Some it's about, it's, I guess it's more of a stream. It's only 20 feet wide.
Oh, okay.
But, Gil says, I'll do some scouting and see if I can find a bridge of some sort. Maybe a fallen tree.
If not,
or maybe I'll fall a tree.
Get a load of this guy. I'll do some scouting. Oh
my God. Jesus.
This guy.
I mean, because if not, I can get us across tomorrow. Not today, but, tomorrow.
Okay.
I just got to think on some nature shit and I'll be able to do it. But
okay, so Gil goes off scouting. Victoria starts setting up this huge, like, tent thing that's going to, like, keep you guys so you guys can de-suit and sleep. And it takes up about 30 feet in diameter. It's like a 30x30 hexagon.
Makes sense. Yep.
And, her and Prim are busy setting that up. What do you guys do during?
I'll help them if they need help.
Oh, you help. You guys do anything else?
I'm just chilling.
Girl-powering the shit out of this tent.
Okay,
is it hot in the tent?
Huh?
Is it hot in the tent?
Yeah, it's warm, but less bad than it would be like in the suit.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's fair.
That's cool.
That's fair.
Sweaty.
Yeah. So you guys, Gil's just like, I'll just stay out here. I don't sleep. So
okay, you can keep watch.
Yeah.
Dope.
So the five of you guys find yourself camping here, and I don't know if you guys are planning on doing anything, but Prim asks a question as you guys are all settling down. I wonder what kind of ruins we're going to find.
Ruined ones.
Well,
a very good question.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't really done too much research on this whole situation, huh?
What do you think, we kind of just go in guns blazing a lot of the time, I noticed.
It's our default setting, I guess. I don't know. I mean, hopefully we find something, though. Some stuff about Zahn, some stuff about you. That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll find something.
This place is not ringing any bells to you, huh?
No, I don't think I've ever been here before.
But.
So the night goes on relatively uneventful, but Percy, you have a dream in the middle of the night.
What?
And I want you to make a nature, not check or save, just a wisdom roll.
Just a blank wisdom roll?
Yeah. Nature's right, better 20s. Than just blank wisdom, use that.
No, blank wisdom's okay. Better than nature. It's 23.
19 okay. Is good.
Yeah.
So you begin to have a similar episode as you did on the planet of Meridar. Do you remember that?
Where I had my trip
and you became toasty and all that?
Yes,
you were like vibing with the spirit of the planet?
Yeah, and I saw the
in your
war
dream
and everything.
State, you begin to have a similar experience.
Okay.
And you get the sense that this planet has gone through... this planet has survived a nearly insurvivable wound. Similar to how Meridar was wounded by war, this planet was also wounded by war, but unlike Meridar, it has come back from the brink and it has begun to heal.
Yeah.
And this jungle is like part of that healing process. And you become in tune with the nature spirit of this planet, and you find yourself called to exit the tent. You're called awake and you feel this urge to go outside. The same way you felt the urge to go outside on Meridar.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it.
Do you do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you walk outside.
I follow her.
Oh, yeah. You're awake.
I'm definitely... Yeah. Defo's awake.
So you follow...
Am I like in some sort of... I'm not like in a trance or anything like that. Though.
No, you
like
were
I'm
having
awake,
a dream. You're awake and you feel this call to go outside.
Okay. Describe the physical world to me and the subconscious world to Percy.
No. She's awake now.
I'm awake.
Oh,
yeah,
you're
awake.
Yeah.
She awakes when she feels this call to go outside.
Okay.
Carter, you follow her. You guys are out there for just a moment and it's really quiet. And both of you see in the darkness of the trees... three glowing sources of light.
I'd be like, what are we doing out here? Oh.
Two are like this reflective color of eyes, and centered above them is this red glowing gem. And stepping out of the shadows is this panther-like creature. It essentially looks like a panther with purple fur, except for near its like shoulder back area, it has like a red crest of fur. And it has two tails. And it has this garnet-looking jewel set into its forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks, like, at you guys curiously. And it just, like, it's just still. And there's just this moment of stillness of, like, you guys witnessing, like, something beautiful in nature. And then, much like the way these things happen in real life, maybe there's a twig snap, maybe the wind blows.
I definitely
something
said
scares it. Yeah, something scares it, and it vanishes and turns invisible. And you hear it, like... scamper off. And Percy has a new form.
Hey! Yeah!
Undead Panther. Poison Panther.
Poison Panther. I choose you.
It is the Mystic Grimalkin. And,
Grimalkin.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes.
And feel free to share as much of that as you wish. If not, we could just move on.
It's a dope cat thing. Those are some 20. Bunch of hit points. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm ready. Sorry.
Our listener audience,
Carter,
is just like enamored with you right now.
What do you do? Yeah. What do you do, Carter?
I'm just watching, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. So I don't know what to do.
Yeah, with that.
I was getting ready to blast some shit.
We're going to move to the morning if nothing else happens.
I'm just going to be like, I'll see Percy standing there like, delicious new form.
I'm
like,
that
was weird.
I'm meditating.
Do you turn into
it?
I don't get any of this.
If I... Well, yeah, I can turn because if I go back to sleep, I could just
exactly.
Yeah, I would turn into
so
it.
So you are now a Mr. Grimalkin.
Just be like,
except for your albino, since
albino,
you like to do that.
So it's
there's now albino version of the cat.
White with.
You want the white with the red?
Blue fur.
Oh yeah, sure.
It's a total inverse.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
I like that.
Not?
That's cool.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's there dope. And I was looking at Carter, be like, ah.
So weird.
And then I'll turn around on the ground.
Yeah, playing with two tails.
This is weird.
So, we're going to move to the morning. You guys break camp.
Like, I hate this.
Gil says, I found a crossing about half a mile north of here.
How long would that delay take us out of the way?
We'll probably get there in 30 minutes or so.
I got my D20 back.
Cool, hey, nice.
So, he's willing to lead you guys if you guys are willing to follow.
So, we get moving.
Yeah, I mean.
There's no any other way to get across this thing, so.
I mean, I can use a third level spell slot and get us across. But is it just to me?
Everybody follow me! No!
It's up to 10 willing creatures.
Oh,
okay. So,
oh, if you want to burn a spell, you can do that instead. It's up to you.
I don't know.
Gil's willing to take you guys to a felled tree.
If it's not going to be that out of the way, then...
Yeah, it's 30 minutes. I don't think that's a big deal.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Okay, so he gets you guys there. There's a fallen giant tree. It's a bit of a bitch to climb, but you guys get over it. And you guys are only put 34 minutes or so out of the way. Give me nature checks to see how far you're going toward how your progress, I should say.
God damn, another 19.
14.
That's an 8.
14's good. 22. 8's bad. 22 is really good.
Rolling like a monster.
You, Percy, you end up finding like a animal trail that really like coincides with the direction you guys are going. Sweet. So it saves time. Yeah.
This way.
And you guys are going to travel pretty uneventfully for 4 hours or so. And then everyone make a perception check.
Perceive. 19.
19's good.
Sorry, 18. Sorry.
13 for Sebastian.
11.
Okay. Carter, as you guys are moving, you come, after about 4 hours of travel, you hear this bizarre clicking sound that seems out of sync with the regular insects that you've been hearing. It doesn't sound too close, but it sounds like something big.
Organic?
Yeah, definitely organic, and it sounds like something you guys are walking towards.
I just got what this was, by the way.
Oh, you got it. Okay, cool. Yes.
I just got it.
I was waiting for someone to realize. I'm sure someone in the comments has realized.
Yeah, my bad.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. You've noticed this out of sync thing before anyone else has, because, again, it's kind of blending with the normal insect sounds.
I'm going to call the party to, hey, everybody relax. Take it easy. What? Don't move. Listen.
Here you go.
What's that?
I think we need to back up. What the hell is that? Let's back up out of here. Let's just back on up out of here. I got bad crunchy vibes right now.
How
bad
far away is that from us?
It sounds like it's a couple hundred meters into the jungle in the direction you guys are headed.
Okay. I guess I'll... So we all heard the clickies.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah, let's go far enough away, and I'll just look at Gil and be like, what? Did that sound... Was that the quarry? Do you know what your quarry sounds like?
It does sound like it could be similar, but
click.
I'm going to go with you guys first, and then I'm going to cut back probably.
Okay. So how do we... Are we avoiding this?
Yeah, we need to go around.
Is that what's going around? Okay.
Okay, so Gil's going to cut to the left.
Yeah.
And kind of build some distance between you and the sound before kind of curving back around.
Sure.
So it's going to probably eat up another 30 minutes or so of your time.
Okay.
Sure.
You guys managed to avoid it, whatever it was. And you guys travel for 2 more hours uneventfully, and Gil stops everybody, and he's looking at the floor, and he reaches down and like he puts his fingers like on or into something, and he brings it back up, and it looks like he just dipped his fucking hands into some shit. And he's like,
"That's a lot of
scanning
shit.
And analyzing it." He goes, "My quarry." And he just goes. He's gone. He just heads to the right, and he's just gone.
He's just gone. Oh, Gil. Shit. Okay.
Good luck, Gil.
Oh, come on.
Don't die, Gil.
Thanks.
All right.
Shit, where
there
we going
goes
now?
Our tracker.
So you guys, I mean, you guys know where this you're going still, but who takes the lead?
With that new thing I have, I can stealth pretty good.
You literally have like a bio scanner on your face. Like you
I
should
do.
Be first, I think.
Sure, yeah. I'll
okay,
go first.
So last call for nature checks. Let's see it. Can you guys make it here before nightfall?
Closing.
Ooh, 16 for Sebastian.
Oh, nice.
15 for 21. Carter.
I mean, I guess Gil was just holding us back.
He sure was.
So you guys,
I don't even miss that.
I think
big,
you guys get
idiot.
A sense for the fact that you guys are Roman. Close, and there's a sense of urgency of getting there before night. So you guys just start hauling ass, yeah, and just cutting
yeah,
through.
Yeah.
And you guys break through thick brush as you are closing in on the coordinates into this huge opening. And in this enormous clearing before you is this gigantic black stone ziggurat stretching up over 150 feet tall. And built up against this ancient structure is this much more modern-looking building of metal and glass. It's like this four-story-tall tower that actually has a bridge that extends into the entrance of the ziggurat.
Ooh.
And this is where we're going to end today's episode of Super Quest Saga.
Nice. Nice.
If you guys like the show, if you like what we do here, please leave a like, comment, and subscribe. And
leave an iTunes review. That would
yeah,
really
that
help
too.
Us
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, iTunes review smash also helps. Check out our merch shop. We got that as well. And we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye. Bye-bye.